Do you know that wedding and marriage, they are two different things? On the day of our wedding, there's a lot of beauty, a lot of colors, friends, family, flowers everywhere littered. So many beautiful things, you know. And the gathering, the food, the church decorations, everything comes out well laid and beautiful. And when we now enter into the marriage proper, things begin to unfold. My father used to tell me that marriage is like a box of gifts wrapped with flowers, ribbons, and beautiful wrapping paper. When you now open it, whatever you find in there, whether good or bad, you have to take it. That was my father's slogan when I was growing up. I didn't understand. Welcome to Godly Counsel. My name again is Mary Egbude. Thank you so much. If you're a regular listener to my podcast, God bless you. And if you are just coming across this podcast for the first time, please share this podcast with your friends and your family members. And I also have a YouTube channel. Search for Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude, and you'll get more inspirational messages like this. Today I'm going to be looking at wedding and marriage, the marriage ceremony and the wedding. And I've heard people say love is blind. And a popular man of God said marriage is the eye opener. When we get into marriage, we begin to see a lot of things that we never expected. This man that cares so much when we're courting, loving, taking me out and tolerating all my excesses, all of a sudden begins to complain about this same issue. Wow. So things begin to unfold. Marriage is very, very sweet. Yes. Marriage is one of the sweetest things that God created. And the mistake we make most of the time is when we are going into marriage, we believe that it's just me and my husband. Would I call it a third party? God is the third person in your marriage. Before you carry your husband along, take God along. Hold the hands of God, then you cannot pick your husband. Hold the hands of God, then you cannot pick your wife. So God is the second person. So in every marriage, you need God as your map. You need God as your compass to navigate through that marriage. Maybe you courted your husband for 2 years or more or less, and you feel, I've known everything about this man. I know this man totally. And you know one thing about marriage, about life. Life happens to a lot of us. Sometimes you see some people are very good and kind and they are very loving. All of a sudden, a situation comes around and this person changes drastically to something you never ever expected. A Chinese proverb says, the same hot water that melts butter is the same hot water that makes an egg to become strong. You know, when it comes to the issue of marriage, let me give you an example now. I married my husband, was working, he had a very nice, good job. I was working too, had a very nice job. And all of a sudden, we got married and started having children. And maybe something happened in the office and the man was retrenched. And I had to be the breadwinner of that family. I go out every morning, come back. I still have to take care of the children, take them to school, prepare breakfast, and even, you know, do house chores along with my job. And my husband has been looking for a job for a long time and he has not gotten any job yet. And he stays around at home. You know, I'm the one preparing food now and everything. And it gets to a point and I get tired of just doing this, maybe for a year or two. And I see that because of this incident, I'm becoming very, very hostile. I'm becoming very, very uncomfortable with this situation, and I become more aggressive. And the man in question too, because of your attitude, he becomes more aggressive, he becomes more angry, the love and affection is no longer there. He's not even though you are doing all these things, he's not appreciating it because you are doing it with attitude. What is going on? life is happening to both of you. So that's the reason why, when it comes to the issue of marriage, you can never know it all. You need God. You need the Holy Spirit to partner with you. You need the Holy Spirit to partner with you. And when the Holy Spirit is partnering with you, He's the one that will tell you what to do at every point in time, the decision to make, what not to do, how to relate with that man. And you know one funny thing about we women. When we find ourselves in a situation like this, we become very, very uncomfortable. And before you know it, we start running our mouth. We start giving attitudes. It's very few women you see that will be in this situation and will be calm. Most of us, we want to show attitude. We want to deliver. We want to even insult the man and let him know that we are the one in charge right now. We are the one providing the money. We are the one making things happen in the house. And if care is not taken, we'll remind him that he's jobless, he's useless, he's just there, you know, a potato couch that just sits around, do nothing. We want to run our mouth, and before you know what is happening, one or two things happen and violence comes into that marriage. So what do I advise? I advise that if such a situation happens to any marriage, in any marriage, please be careful. Be careful and also try to still respect your husband, irrespective of what the condition or situation is. I know of a couple that when the man was working and was making money, they had a good job. He was busy chasing after different women, neglected the wife and the family and the children. And at some point, he lost that job, and the wife got a very good job, and she was now in his shoes. And because of that, the woman stopped respecting him. The woman started disrespecting him, started doesn't respect him anymore, don't even care about him, goes out without him and all that. And because of that, the marriage now has a crack, and there's no longer love in that relationship. So as we get married, let's not think we know it all, or we know our spouse, we know this man, I know this man, I know this woman. You can know the person now. In 10 years' time, you still know that person. Because any situation can make somebody to change. A condition can make somebody to turn into a monster. And you'll be surprised that, did I really marry this man? Was this the man I married? I never knew he was like this. I never knew he was like that. But you can help that situation by partnering with the Holy Spirit, by still respecting that man, by still making sure that you control your mouth and what you say to that man, by always telling yourself, God has put me in this position right now, it's not going to be permanent. God will also raise my husband. I also pray consistently for that man to rise again, because with the resentment and with the resentment and disdain in your heart, when you pray, God might not answer you. So you need a very, very good atmosphere in your mind to pray before God can answer. If you are disrespecting your husband, looking down on him, you might not get answers to your prayers. That might hinder your prayers. So please, as much as it's not a very palatable situation, it can be handled with wisdom, it can be handled with maturity, it can be handled with the help of the Holy Spirit and with the help of God, and the marriage will still come out beautifully and wonderful. So let's take caution, especially with women. I'm talking to my women folk today. As I talk to you, I talk to myself. It is very, very easy for us to run our mouths when our husbands are not capable to provide our needs. It's very, very easy for us to look down on them. It's very, very easy for us to disrespect them. It's very, very easy for us to abuse them. But this is not the right thing to do. The Bible said we should submit. Another word for submit means we should respect the man, irrespective of the condition and situation he finds himself. And the man, God is telling the man, love your wife. Despite whatever is happening, love your wife. Life will not happen to us. We will not find ourselves in a situation whereby we have to struggle to meet ends meet. God will continue to provide all our needs and that of every member of our family in the name of Jesus. My name again is Mary Egbude, and this is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. And please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. God bless you real good. And please share this podcast with your family. I'll see you in my next podcast. Silence speaks volumes. A Chinese proverb says, action speaks louder than words. I'm saying that silence speaks louder than words. In every silence, there is a statement. Even when God keeps you silent or keeps you quiet, He's saying something. Silence is very loud. When you keep quiet and you don't say anything, when you need to say something, when somebody is attacking you and you keep quiet, if the person is matured enough to read silence, the person will know that you are saying a lot of things, even though you are quiet. Welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you so much again for joining me. If this is the first time of you coming across my podcast, thank you. I ask you to please share this podcast with your family and your friends. And do well to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. I said silence. Today we're going to be looking at silence. Why should we keep quiet? Sometimes we just need to keep quiet. Sometimes there might be a lot of things we need to say, but the proper thing to do is just to keep quiet. It is not every time you make a point. It is not every time you want to prove something. Even when you have something to prove, maturity tells you to keep quiet. I had an incident some time ago. I kept on hearing the Spirit of God telling me, be quiet, be silent, be silent, be silent. Pray that you are able to keep quiet. Because personally, I'm a very loud person. When you attack me, I attack you back. Sometimes I just want to prove a point. But this thing kept on coming over and over and over. And I kept on hearing the Spirit of God telling me to pray to have the ability to be silent, even when I know that I'm supposed to talk. And I kept on praying this prayer for some weeks. And one fateful day, my sister-in-law called that she wants to visit us in Lagos. And she came over just for her to spend like a week or two. Problems started. You know how it can be with in-laws. And we started having issues. And before you know it, the Spirit of God started reminding me that I should keep quiet. These are issues that I know she's 100% wrong. This is my house. You can't come and dictate to me how to live here. But the Spirit of God said, quiet. Keep silent. Keep silent. Keep silent. Sometimes I will obey. Sometimes I will disobey. But I realized that at the end of the day, when I decided to obey the Holy Spirit fully, the whole battle was, God fought that battle for me. And you know, when God fights a battle for you, He always wins. What am I trying to say? There are some situations that come your way that you know you are correct. You know you are 100% correct. But God is telling you to keep quiet. Keep silent. Especially in our homes and in our marriages. Most of the time, it's because of this issue of silence that makes most marriages become violent. When the man can no longer take it anymore, when things get haywire, instead of you to keep quiet, you want to prove a point. Before you know it, we run our mouth and the problem increases from one level to another. Silence is very, very important. And like I said at the beginning of this podcast, silence speaks very loudly. It's just that it takes maturity for you to be able to decode what silence is saying. Silence is always talking. So when you need to be silent, please be quiet. Your level of silence shows your level of maturity. If you keep quiet, does not mean that you are a fool. If you keep quiet, does not mean that you are a weakling. If you keep quiet and refuse to talk, does not mean that you are a coward. And remember this popular saying that says that he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. I think it's William Shakespeare that said that, yes. So silence is very, very important. Whether with your spouse, whether with your boss in the office, whether with your colleague, even if it's in the bus, wherever you are going, learn to be silent. Not always you talk. You know, sometimes when we are talking, we don't even hear God. When we are talking a lot, when we are in the midst of a quarrel and we are just talking and talking and talking, we hardly hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We don't hear what God is giving us an instruction. We don't know when He's telling us to keep quiet. We don't know when He's saying that when trouble looms, because we are just ranting and we are just talking because we want to prove a point. Maturity. It takes matured minds and matured people to be silent when they know they have a lot to say. And because of that silence, you'll be respected. People will respect you. People that are matured and understand will respect you. It is only foolish people that does not respect people that are silent. So please, don't always try to prove a point. Sometimes just be silent. Even in your marriage, if your spouse is telling you something, you know it is wrong and you have been arguing, just keep quiet. Keep quiet and be silent. Be silent. Don't say, I must win this battle. I must win this conversation. I must win this talk. No. Learn to be silent. Learn to be quiet. And by so doing, you will see how God will come through for you. You will see how God will fight that battle for you. It is not every time you have to argue. It's not every time you have to prove a point. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast. My name again is Mary Ogude, and this is Godly Counsel. And please, like I said earlier, don't forget to share this podcast with your family and your friends. You never know who you are helping by doing so. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Godly Counsel with Mary Ogude. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in my next podcast.